Sunday, Dalad Ia, Rabbi Binyamin Grun, Binyan Sfira Saim.
When the organizer asked me to speak, so I asked him, what's the topic? He also asked him, what's the topic of the... I asked him, what topic do you have to write? So he says to me, he doesn't like putting a topic down because that way it's a surprise for everyone. If there's a topic and people say, ah, I already had that shit, it's not Negiah. I was thinking that Parshas Kedoshim is tak appropriate that there's no topic, and I'll explain why. That always had a problem, Parshas Kedoshim. In Achamoyz Kedoshim this week, Parshas Kedoshim, everyone knows the Pshat in Kedoshim, Machlokes Rashi and Ramban. What does Kedoshim mean? Rashi says it means Perushim Arois. We have to keep away from Arois. Ramban learns, famous Ramban, beginning of Kedoshim, he says, it doesn't necessarily mean dafka arois. It means not being a novel b'shus ha-Torah. That means that even though there's we have a shulchan aruch, we have the Torah, but one doesn't mean that you could put yourself be mashkiya yourself in olam hazeh within the boundaries of the Torah with the best mahadrin heksher with everything good and you still be mashkiya in olam hazeh. That's what the Torah is coming to tell us kedoshim to you. Yeah, if we're kali strong, even though it's not necessarily being over isur. But even if it's within the boundaries of the Torah, there's still a mustig of being a novel, of putting yourself completely in Olam Hazeh. That's what the Torah, this week's parsha, talks about. We should keep away from it. Not being a novel, but just a Torah. But we've had a problem. You go right in the parsha, and it doesn't seem to have any flow at all. The Chazal help us a bit, but not too much. Unfortunately, maybe also help a bit. The Torah starts off, Ishim Leibavu Tirol. First mitzvah is Meira Ovein. And then the pasuk carries on. Veshabsoi say to Shmoyru, keep Shabbos. Say Chazal, tell us what's the connection. Here Chazal, Rashi brings it down that even though your father, your mother tell you to be mechal Shabbos, you're not supposed to be mechal Shabbos because Ani Hashem lekeichem. We learn that Shabbos overrides kibud avim, mera avim. That's how Chazal must be the connection between these two mitzvahs. But then you go on in the parasha, it just seems to go in from one mitzvah to another without any sort of shaykhs. It goes right. What's the next pasuk? Altifne el alilim. Avodah Zarah. Why does that come after what we just said now? And then he goes to another completely different extreme, talking about what's the next pasuk? Chizbuchu zevach shlom l'Hashem. It talks about shechting kabbonis. There should be letzoinchem. You shouldn't have machshavas pigel. These are dinim in the Beis Hamikdash of kabbonis. Not to eat pigel. Let's carry some pigel. What's the shaykhs over there? And then baita. Vekutzuchem is ktsiratzchem. Now we're talking about person in the field. He should leave over peyah leitzchal pasodcha veleket ktsurcha leitzelaket peyah leket matnis aniim. That's Hilchis Stoka. Then suddenly the Nepasuk, okay, this maybe has a shtickle shaykhs, but not Mechaber Dikadinim, it says Loisik Noivu, shouldn't steal. But it just sounds like there's mamash, no, it just, like the Torah is like throwing out from one mitzvah to another mitzvah, from all parts of Shulchan Aruch, all parts of the Torah, without any sort of connection. Loisik Halal Cheirish, suddenly Hilchis Klolis, you shouldn't be Mechalal someone. What's the Pshad in it? Mepharshim help us a bit, but maybe there's that's why it's relevant to what I was saying before. There is takano topping Parshas Kedoshim. On the contrary, that's what Parshas Kedoshim, being Am Kodesh, is a 24/7 job. There's no, the Torah is trying to relate to us that there's no specific timing, a specific area, a specific person. Kedoshim is a yid has to be part of being Kedoshim is that there's no. Some people think, you know, I'm only on certain days or Shabbos I'm going to behave myself on in the Zman or whatever. The people have certain areas where they keep to Shulchan Aruch, and sometimes, you know, maybe on holidays of Shtickle Maker, you know, those sort of things. Here the Torah Paket is telling us Kedoshim, being part of Kedoshim, for Alfi the Ramban's Pshat in Kedoshim, there's no excuses, any time, any area, wherever you are, 24/7 job is Shulchan Aruch is applicable, Torah is applicable. That's why if I get the Torah, the Bedafka comes along and throws a whole load of mitzvahs, Avodah Zarah, then we talk about Beis Hamikdash, Pigel, just to bring out this point that it's not necessarily limited to a certain time, to a certain area. Wherever you are, whoever you are, that's when Kedoshim is relevant. That's when it's that a person has to abide Shulchan Aruch in any circumstance. That's why I was thinking it's taka appropriate that Parshas Kedeshim doesn't have a topic, because like we see, there's taka no topic. You look at Parshas Kedeshim, there's a lot of mitzvahs without any specific topic, because that is part of being Kedeshim. But the truth is, I wanted to speak, as Hilchas Sfira Saima. I want to speak about Sfira Saima, the mitzvah Sfira Saima, which is also has a shaykhus to Kedeshim, because the Ramban, the famous Ramban, in Parshas Emor, unbelievable Ramban, he says that the days of Sfira Saima are considered like Chol HaMoed. That's what Ramban says. The end of Parshas Emor, and the end of the Moyad is in Parshas Emor, where he says that we find that Chazal call Shavuos Atzeres. So he explains why. It says it's similar to Shmini Atzeres. Why is it similar to Shmini Atzeres? So he says, because we have at the beginning Mat Pesach, the first 7 days of Pesach. Vayomim Asvurim Bein Time, this is Loshon Ramban, unbelievable. Vayomim Asvurim Bein Time, Kecholoi Shel Moed, Bein Orishoim Vashmini Bechag. He says the days of the Sfira are considered like Chol HaMoed. And we're waiting, Vashmini, the 8th day, meaning Shavuos, is Yoy Matan Torah, Shehem Bo Etzisha Agdoilo, Odvar of Shom Teicha Ish. That's why we find Chazal call it Atzeres, just like we know by Sukkot, we have the 7 days of Sukkot, we have the first 2 days, and then we have Chol HaMoed, and then Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres. So too says the Ramban, in the days of Chol HaMoed, the days of Sfira, Chol HaMoed. And the Shmini, and the Shavuos, that's Shmini Atzeres. If you think about it, that means that it has in a certain element, it's Chol HaMoed. They say over B'Sherim Reb Chaim that Chol HaMoed, the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed is identical to the Kedusha of Yom Tov. There's a heter to do melacha. You're allowed to do melacha. Dovah Ovid, you're allowed to do on if you're losing financially, you're allowed to do that on the Chol HaMoed. But truly speaking, it's a Yom Tov. It's a Moed. It's Chol of Moed. It's a heter melacha. In Eitzrol, one feels it more. In Chutz Laaretz, you don't feel it as much. But in Eitzrol, you feel a real Chol. All the shops are closed. But that's if that's the case, then we're holding right now in Chol HaMoed. I'm not saying there's an Issa Melacha. I mean, we're in Sfira Saima, we take go to work. Even though it's interesting to note that in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down, and it comes from a Rabbein Yeruchim. Rabbein Yeruchim brings Rashem Rav Haigon. There is a minik not to do Melacha in Yemei HaSfira by night. By night you're not supposed to do Melacha. And the Rabbein Yeruchim brings down B'Shem Rav Haigon two reasons. One reason is because of Avelis. The other reason is seemingly what we're saying now, that it has a certain kedusha. He says that the Torah says Sheva Shabbosa is Tmimo is Tiena, that the days of Svira Shabbosis, says Rabbein Haigon on the Goin, that Shabbosis means Shvisa, just like Shmita is supposed to rest. That's why there's an Issa Melacha. That's why he says a minute not to do Melacha. And Pshat is because this Kundis Ramban. The Pshat is Taketz Yemei Asvira, days of Chol HaMoed, that has a certain kedusha on it. I don't know nowadays anyone keeps them in it, but it's important. Shulchan Aruch brings it down. So, and Befrat, according to those, I mean, we know that the Chinuch says that the days of Sfira Saima are days that we're anticipating Matan Torah. It's a Achana for Matan Torah. Now the Sforum state that we're preparing ourselves for Matan Torah, so we understand these days are days of Kedusha. So I want to speak about the Shittas HaBahag. There's a Tosis in Menachos that brings down the Bahag holds that if a person, the Gemara says in Menachos, it's a drasha from the Pasuk. The Gemara says maybe you should count in, maybe you should be allowed to count in the day. Yochel yiktzoy b'yispoy b'yovi b'yoyin. Maybe you should count and bring the korban omer in the day. Talmud loyma sheva shabosis tmimo istiyano. The Gemara says that we learn from tmimo is the fact that it says tmimo is a complete that should be complete, that the sfira should be done at night time, not by day. Because if you count by day, it's lacking in tmimo. So Tosfos brings down that Bahag says, "Heicha de shachach lispoy b'layla." If you forget to count in the night, Nira lebahag pasak bahag, sorry, lebahag pasak, that's one of the bigger trend, but bal alochis gedolis she sofer by yom, you're allowed to count in the day. And then he has a rai from other mishnayos, not going to go into that. He holds that if you forget to count in the night, it's not a problem, you haven't lost out, you could still count in the day. In other words, even though we just said a minute ago that there's a drosha, that there's a din to mimos, you're supposed to make a complete counting, meaning count at night, the Baha'i seemingly holds that the mimos is not ma'akiv, it's a chatkina, count in the night to make it, to be mekayim to mimos. If you didn't do it, you're still alright. It's not a, to mimos is not ma'akiv, it's like chatkina, count at night to be mekayim the din to mimos. The question is that the Tosis himself, the other Shonim bring this Baha'i, but then they bring another Baha'i. The end of that, the very same place, it brings down. If you forget one day, what happens if you didn't just forget the night? You forgot the day also. This is a big shayla negel alocha. That's we pass the night, we were choshesh upon him for this bahag. If you forget the whole day, says the bahag, you've missed the bell. Finish. You can't carry on. Why mishum deboyer to mimos? Because the din is we need to mimos. Tosis argues on it. Tosis says v'taymer gdoilahu below you talking. Tosis doesn't like it. The Tosis doesn't hold on this part. But let's think about the Bahag himself. On one hand, he says that if you don't count in the night, you're counting the day. And we clearly said the Gemara said the reason why you have to count the night is because of din to mimos. So how could it be that he says if you forget a whole day? He says there is a problem. Why? Because boy Tumimus. One second. Just told me that Tumimus is not a problem. What's going on in this part? Does he hold Tumimus is a problem? Is not a problem. It's the Karen Oira, and the Menachas asked the question. And he gives the terrace. I didn't quite understand it. We're going to try and answer this, child. How does the Bahag, does he hold Tumimus is Ma'akiv, or does he hold Tumimus not Ma'akiv? What's going on here? So there's a Rambam. When the Rambam brings down the Hilchus Tfiris, the Halachas of Tfiris Ha'imim, and Hilchus Tmidim and Musafim. He says the following. Mitzvah Asei, Lispoi Sheva Shabbosis. Tmimois. There's a mitzvah to count 7 Shabbosis, 7 weeks, Tmimois, complete weeks, Miyoim Havoa Sa'imim, from the day when you bring the Ha'imim. Shenema, Usvartem Lochem, Mimochris HaShabbos. There's a mitzvah to count weeks. Now, he doesn't mention anything about dates. He just says there's a mitzvah to count 7 weeks. Carries on, or mitzvah limnois hayomim imashvus. And there's a mitzvah also to count days with weeks. Shenema tispru chamishim yom. Now we all know the Rambam didn't just write whatever came to his mind. Everything was exactly precise, was meduik. One of the Rambam, the Hilchos Rambam wrote, Shoyim really say, that the Rambam's wording was exact and precise. Let's see what the Rambam's saying. Rambam seems to be implying that the mitzvah is to count Sheva Shabbos, the 7 weeks. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count 7 weeks. Then he carries on. A mitzvah lino is hayom mashvus. There's a mitzvah to count days of the weeks. Meaning the idea is our goal is to count 7 weeks. That's what you have to do. You have to do a counting of 7 weeks. And he carries on. How do you do that? By counting the days with the weeks. It would seem to imply that the ikar mitzvah is sheva shabbos, 7 weeks. That's what the mitzvah is. How do you achieve that? Counting the days too. But this is very shvet. Learn the Pesha and the Rambam means that the Ikka mitzvah is to count 7 weeks. Because the truth of the matter is there is a problem with the Pesukim. That's a discussion in the Gemara and Menachos also. On one hand we see Sheva Shabbos, on one hand we see Tisbru Chamishim Yoy. So what's the Ikka mitzvah? So it would seem from this Rambam that the Ikka mitzvah is to count 7 weeks. The way how you count 7 weeks is by counting days also. The problem with that is that, first of all, the Rambam's Lashon is not so Gishma, because if he means to say the mitzvah is to count 7 weeks, so why doesn't he bring the pasuk of Sheva Shavuos? All he says is mitzvah sasei. There's a mitzvah this boy Sheva Shabbos to be mois miyoy mavos. Ima shenema osvartem lochem imokris haShabbos. And he stops there. He doesn't say Sheva Shavuos. If he means to tell us that the mitzvah is to count 7 weeks, he should say that. And more than that, the Gemara is mevua. If you learn it in the sugya menachos, is clearly that the ikur mitzvah is to count days. There's a few rais, and the biggest rais, the Gemara says that Abaye says, Oma Abaye, mitzvah lemin mi yoimi, or mitzvah lemin mishvah. There's a mitzvah to count days, and a mitzvah to count weeks. A Amema, however, Ameima was an Amora after the Beis Mikdash. He was money yoimi, v'loi money shvui. He only counted days and he didn't count weeks. He didn't count like we count. He just counted the days. He didn't count any counting of the weeks. Why? He said, Oma zeichel mikdashu. He said, it's only a zeichel mikdash. This Gemara needs a pshat, because he says, even though it's, what's Ameima trying to say? He's trying to say, even though, he's saying that the mitzvah today is only midrabbana. It's a zeichel mikdash, because the mitzvah, the mitzvah is, to do it with the carbon oimer. Since there's no base of mikdash, there's no carbon oimer, so it's only a zeichel mikdash, so you don't have to do the complete mitzvah. But what does Ameima say? Okay, so he holds you have to do the complete mitzvah. What does he do? He only counts the days. If the mitzvah is like the Rambam says, the ikar mitzvah is to count the weeks, it should be punfat ket. He should have counted money shvuyim v'lay money yomi. If we see that Ameima, he said that today, b'zman hazeh, since it's not midday rice, it's only zeichel mikdash, only as a remembrance of the base of mikdash, you have to do the complete mitzvah. So, what would be the ideal? Count the weeks. If that's the ikar mitzvah, just count Sheva Shabbos. Why is he counting days and not weeks? Which clearly seems to be saying that ikar mitzvah is the days, not the weeks. No, you don't have to count the weeks. The idea is to count the days. And even more so, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, also clearly spells out the ikar mitzvah is counting days. That's how he brings down the mitzvah. And he has a whole arichus over there. Very interesting Rambam there. He said Sivonu. Lispoi miksira sa'ime tisha ba'abon yoyim. No mention of weeks. There's a mitzvah to count 49 days. You have to count days. Sorry? He says tisha ba'abon yoyim. Okay, that's what the Gemara explains. It's only 49. That's, Rambam says tisha ba'abon yoyim. How do we know it's only 49, not 50? Taitzis asked the Kasha. Other Rishonim. Maybe it's 50. They have two Ritzimun. But we know that he says the mitzvah is Tisha V'Arba'im. And then he carries on and he says, yeah, the mitzvah is to count 49 days. Vida. And you should know, he says, he brings a raya from Shemitah. He says, that just like by Shemitah, every year Bezdin used to count the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Every year the Bezdin used to count every year. And not only every year, every 7 years they did another counting. It says, Bezdin used to count every year. This is Tavshin Ayin Gimel, that's the second year, whatever we're holding, 4 years after Shemitah. Used to count it every year. Or Shemitah. And they used to count every 7 years another counting. And he has a Kmoisha Biyan. Kach also, Chayiv Kol Echad Ve'echad Mimenu. One is mechuyev to count daily the yemei yoyim v'shavua shavua, and he brings the pesukim because one hand you see tisfur chamishim yoyim and one hand you see shiva shavuos, so we see that there's a mitzvah to count days and weeks. But then he says that the whole, it's not two separate mitzvahs. He says don't make a mistake. The whole arichus of al yitachah, don't make a mistake in thinking that it's two separate mitzvahs. He says it's not. It's one mitzvah. And he has, it's only one mitzvah. And what's his raya? No, raya brurah, that is only one mitzvah. It's not two mitzvahs of counting of the days, count days, and there's a entire separate mitzvah of counting weeks. He says no, because, well, how do we count? He says, when we count last night, we count tisha asigayim, shehem, shnei shavuos v'chamisha yom bayim. So he says, that's what we say. We say, when we count, we say, shehem kach lakach shavuos v'kach yomim. The Ilu Ayah Shavuos mitzvah b'fnei Shavuos, if the weeks would be a separate mitzvah, loy ho yuinu mesadrim in yonon, kim b'leila Shavuos. If there's a separate, entirely separate mitzvah of counting weeks, so why are we bothering every night to mention Shavuos? Which is just at the end of the first week, Shavuot Echad. Second week, Shnei Shavuos. Why do we mention every night Shehein Shnei Shavuos? If there's a mitzvah of counting weeks, it totally doesn't have any pshat, says the Rambam. And he says more than that. Vayinu oimim shtei brachas. We would make at the end of the first week, we'll make two brachas. Asher kidushan mitzvayso v'tzivon al tzvir tzimei oimim. One bracha. And if it's the end of the week, al tzvir shvoi oimim. The ain't a double king. And the fact is not like that. Avala says the Rambam, Avala mitzvah tzvir tzimei yomav v'shvayso k'vayish tignu, and it's a mitzvahas. So what does it say in this Rambam? Rambam is clearly spelling out that the mitzvah is one mitzvah. We have to count 49 days. It's one mitzvah of counting 49 days. The way how one counts 49 days is by counting Shavuot. A very simple example is if you want to count 50 pounds, you can count 50 pounds either by having 50 pound coins or You have 5 10-pound notes, you also get £50. But the idea is, what's your goal? Your goal is to count £50. So the same thing's over here. We want to count 49 days. There's a way of counting 49 days, taking as a day as a unit, or as 7 days as a unit. But our goal is we want to make a counting of 49 days. That's why it's considered one mitzvah. It's just the way of counting 49 days is by counting the weeks too. It's not a separate mitzvah. So if going back to the Rambam in Yad HaChazakah, which seemingly implies differently, we must say it doesn't. He's not contradicting himself what he says in Sefer Mitzvahs. So I think the pshat in the Rambam is as follows, and that hopefully will be a yishuv, a teretz for the Bahag too. The truth is that there's another diuk in the Rambam. Like we said before, the Rambam's wording is precise, and it doesn't just play around with words. We said before, the Rambam says in Yad HaChazakah, mitzvahs asay lispar sheva shabbosos tmimos. There's a mitzvah to count 7 weeks. That's how he starts off. And then he says, "O mitzvah limnos hayomim mashvus." And if you notice, there's a difference in Lashon over here. He says, mitzvahs asay lispar sheva shabbosos. And then he carries on, mitzvah limnos hayom. Why does he change his wording? Why does he say lispar over there and then he says limnos? So I think the Rambam is pointing out there's two chalokim in the mitzvah over here. When he starts off mitzvah asay lispar sheva shabbosos, he's not telling you how we count. There's in the Sefirot HaOmer, there's two parts, meaning there's the way how one counts, how do we count, that's the putting in Lomdusha format, the Maisa Sefirot, how do we count, and then there's the counted item, the counted object, the counted days. That's what we're required to count. You have a bag of potatoes, you can count the potatoes, then you have, it's counted, it's registered as it's being counted. So the Rambam is saying these two points of the mitzvah. Mitzvahs are saying lispoy sheva shabbos is not telling you what is the mitzvah of the actual counting. What has to be achieved is a counted sheva shabbos. He's not telling you how to count it, what's the ikar mitzvah, what's it. He's just saying, he's just giving you a general outlook on the mitzvah, telling you that you have to have a registered 7 weeks by you, a totsah. That's what it's called in the Lomdish terms. But it's all of us, you have counted, you're a person who has counted 7 weeks. Then he carries on and he tells you should just know the way how to count is not by counting potatoes, not by counting sheep. It's mitzvah limno, it's hayom mashruz. How do you achieve getting a counted 7 weeks is by counting days and weeks. And like the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, that it's all one mitzvah of counting the days. In order to achieve counted days, you have to count the days and the weeks, but it's all for one purpose, to get a counted Sheva Shabbosos, which is 49 days. So in other words, we're seeing in this Rambam that there's the Maisa Sefirah, the actual counting, and then there's the counted item, the counted, the achievement, what you've achieved by counting. So going back to the Bahag, we said the Bahag says on one hand, he says, if you don't count in the night, you can still count in the day. On the other hand, he says, and even though the makor of the halacha is tumimus, he's not worried about it. On the other hand, he says that if you forget a whole day, you've lost it, you missed it. So what's the difference? According to what we're saying now, the pshat's like this: that the Bahag holds about the tumimus is not ma'akif. If you didn't count at night, you could carry on the day. You could count in the day, but the pshat is you. According to what we're saying, that's the. That din of counting the night is just the way how to count. The Torah says the way how to count is count in the night. Lechatchila, do it to me, mystical counting. And if you didn't, you could count in the day. When the Bahag says that if you miss it a whole day, the pshat is that's defining the actual object that has to be counted. If you're missing a whole day, you're lacking. It's as if you're counting in the middle of Chanukah. If you miss it a whole day, it's not the pshat that your count is a problem. It's the object is lacking. The thing that has to be counted is no good. This posh, no one's going to tell you that you can start counting Sefirot HaOmer in Chanukah time. Says the Bahag, if you miss out a whole day, so you have not, now you haven't got a 49 days counted. You're missing it. You haven't got the right object. That to me is ma'akim. That's because that to me is defining what is the item that has to be counted. The Bahag that says if you miss out on the night and you can count in the day, that is that the Bahag is saying that's the way how to count. The Torah says count in the night, because that's a complete counting. But you could achieve a counted day by counting the day also. And it's even more than that. Because there's a big shaila in the Bahag. When the Bahag says that if you forget in the night, you could count in the day. There's a shaila in the Rishonim. Does that mean that he holds that you can make a brach in the day? Or not? The Rishonim will bring down the Bahag and he says, you count in the, if you forget to count at night, you can count in the day with a brach. The Mordechai brings down the Bahag and he says, no, you count in the day without a brach. And the Bach in Shulchan Aruch, he says, doesn't understand it. If he holds that you could count in the day, that seemingly means that there's a mitzvah involved over it. What are you doing otherwise? So why didn't he make a bracha? He doesn't understand. Why should what sort of business? If he holds that you could still count in the day, so why didn't he make a bracha? He doesn't understand the model. According to what we're saying now, it has a pshat. The Bahag and the Chanami holds that you're not, that there's a mitzvah, there's a daily mitzvah of counting. Of counting to achieve a counted day. The Bahag holds, that's what the Mordechai holds in the Bahag, that you could only mekayim the daily count if you count by night. Because Taka Tmimus is Leikuva. That's what we dash from Tmimus, that you have to count at night, that in order to have a kiyum mitzvah of a daily count, you could only do that by night. And therefore you could only make a bracha by night. However, the Bahag holds that even though you're not mekayim the mitzvah, if you don't do it by night, but if you count in the day, you have a counted day. And therefore, if you want to carry on, you'll be able to carry on. You haven't lost out that the day is not countable. You can still count the day. You're right, it's not a kiyum mitzvah, because Tmimus, according to the Mordechai's understanding, the Bahag is leikuva. You're taka ma'akev. But you still consider that you have a counted day, and that's why you could still count and carry on and carry on. You're not lacking a day. You won't have a problem of missing 49 days as a total count of 49 days. You'll have a counted day even without a kiyum mitzvah. Therefore, the Mordechai holds b'shita sabag, counting the day without a bracha. You'll have a counted day, and therefore you'll be able to carry on. You won't lose out the rest of the sphere. The mitzvah of Tmimos, we just said the mitzvah of Tmimos, the halacha of Tmimos, is in the Sfarim, it says, not, it's not just the but we just heard there's mitzvahs of the halachas of Tmimos, doing it by night, not missing out days. But it's also telling us in the Mea Sphere, that we should also try to improve making our Avodas Hashem with Tmimos. And we should talk about Zoyche, that in these days, like we mentioned before, these days of Mea Sphere, that are, like the Ramban says, are days of Chol Moed. We say, Rabbi Yeruchim, this Melacha has Kedusha in it. We could talk about achieve those heights of Kedusha with making sure and trying to improve ourselves that our Avodas Hashem should be the Tmimos. And we should taka, like Chinuch says, that the days of Sfira are days that we are preparing. He says more on the lines that we're anticipating it, so we can't wait for the day of Matan Torah, therefore we count. There's others from us say that it's days of preparing for Kabbalah Satayra. In Friedrich Sfarim, it says that the 48 Kinyone Atayra that I mentioned in Ovis is one for every day of Svira, and then the 49th day you do it all the place. Yom talks about it, that the pshat is because these are days that we're preparing ourselves for Matan Torah, and the Metz Hashem we should talk be zoiche that be mekayim the halachas of Tmimos kedin, should talk have ashpoz on avodas Hashem, we should do the Tmimos and we should be ready for the Kabbalah Torah.